And we did the worst job ever because we let everybody through.
Well, from what I heard, it was mostly you.
Yeah.
One version, hey,
I wasn't
the version I heard, it was you.
Well, Joe did try to play hard ass, but then the lady says, but it's my coat.
Okay, and I went,
right this
no,
way, man.
And as I started my second wave, but I'm sorry, Mike's like opening the curtain for her.
I have strict orders. No, as I'm parting the curtains for her.
We were good cop, bad cop. I was the bad cop.
I was good cop the whole time.
She thought,
he's come in.
What an asshole.
He probably
wasn't going to let me in.
As he's walking her down there,
that guy's a dick.
Don't worry about him.
But I think it's this old woman in a fur coat.
Calm
thinking,
down now. I'm going to let her in.
The president's wife or something like that. Here I am going to piss her off. But then we later saw the president's wife, and we knew.
And it wasn't anywhere, anything no. like that one.
No, but I would have let her in, too.
Yeah, I would have let her
in. Yeah, the hard-ass guard over there would have let her in.
I would have melted.
Escort her down. So.
But Shelly sent us a picture of us in action. We were there with our sunglasses on, guarding us. We looked more serious than ever.
Yeah. The only thing that make the one thing that made the
like
picture
guards.
Perfect when someone sneaking behind us in the curtain. we're just standing there. That's about the time I got mocked by
that's right.
Billy Idol impersonator.
Fake Billy Idol.
I've hit rock bottom. I've been mocked by a Billy Idol.
He's supposed to sneer.
He didn't sneer.
He
walked
no,
with him.
He
Joe was standing
he imitated
there like this,
me
with his sunglasses on.
I was sitting there. I think I had my hands down, collapsed. I got my sunglasses on and the tie. And everything.
The comeback would have been another nice imitation.
I know I'm supposed to sneer back. But I was because
what a day for a.
Also, he acted like he was a clown. I wonder if his other job is to just be a clown at a party.
Yeah,
because he went.
Are you bobo?
Like a
mime. You felt burned.
I did. I said, did I just get mocked by a Billy Idol impersonator?
I bet you
he wasn't even that good.
Is this his only gig of the year? Like, what the hell?
Did he actually play?
Yeah,
I mimed it. Billy Idol walking against the wind.
Billy Idol trapped in a box.
They also had a Madonna impersonator. And they were taking pictures and me and Joe just sitting there. God, I hope she doesn't come here. Please don't make eye contact.
And the guys that got some loner sat with us at a table of like big, huge tables of 10 or 12. One loner sits with us and goes, I don't know where my group from Chicago went. It's not a big ballroom.
Joe and I.
But he was pretty cool. And we're like, don't make eye contact. Don't make eye contact to the Madonna girl. And then this dude sitting next to us said something to her. What did he say? She came to the table, gave him a kiss and everything.
Yeah. It was like, are you a virgin?
And she was done with her show. You don't look like you're a virgin or something. He's like, oh. He's at a convention from Chicago.
And it's just us. And there's like uneaten salads at all these places around the table. It's just us.
Yeah. Ten places out and two guys.
That's where Mike said, we're really having a good time. The guy should have been here.
Look, there's salads for him and everything.
Oh, yeah. We're such big fans of salad.
Yeah.
These guys could be
prime rib. Prime rib, well, man. Prime
one
rib.
Salad had 43 tomatoes in it because... Everybody these two clowns were taking theirs and tossing them into it.
Yeah. But they had prime rib. You would have liked the prime rib.
Yeah, I'd have liked it been there.
HUD came up.
I probably would have liked the whole thing.
Perhaps. If you had a little more notice.
Greg showed up for like last
perhaps.
Songs.
Yeah, Greg did show up at the very end. When he didn't have to do any work.
Yeah, I know.
They going to have a summer party?
No, but let's say next year.
No.
Next year,
about,
put it on your calendar.
Yeah.
Mark my words. It's like they're going to try to do it at the MGM Grand next year. And there's some other, like the 70s, almost like a disco band.
Oh, 70s?
Like that, but there's 70s. A connection. Like no. Kid Rock's on. She's thinking Kid Rock's going to show up.
Geez, you don't want to be working security for that.
Well, I don't know. I'll just let him in. It doesn't matter.
Security.
They don't want me working security.
Mike didn't work security.
Well, he's
I'm the only one that came close to working with security.
Mike was a Walmart greeter, the way it sounds to me.
They're going to be Mike running security there for
getting
that.
Getting people from the fishing expo next door and inviting them in past the
there were more
magic
people
curtain.
That came in there because of me. Yeah. Than if I wasn't there.
His sister
these salads aren't going to waste.
His sister was very clear. don't no excuse at all, you know? No matter what they say, do not let anybody pass this
don't
curtain.
Don't let them pass so the curtain.
I, you know, silly me, I listened to her.
The first thing, it was like not 5 minutes
later. He's like the guards in Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Let them through the curtain, yes.
Exactly. That was some lame excuse, like my friend's back there or something like that. Like, okay. Very good then.
I'm like, Mike, well, they might yell at me or something. Then he goes to do his serious pose.
I'm not
with his
anyone else through.
On. Yeah.
And his new and his
just
new tie.
Left
and people say, I work here, but okay, my slip opening the curtain.
Yeah. I'm the producer.
No, a waitress yeah, right. walking through with a tray of food. Nah, you can't come in. Hard ass all of a sudden.
But people, you can tell they're going, I want to get a table, I want to get a table. that's why we're not supposed to let them back.
Yeah, because they're not supposed to reserve
I need to get
tables.
Back because I have to put my coat down there, yeah.
Yeah, the lady with the mink. Okay, go ahead. She's looking at this guy's a dick. But, I'm not even gonna talk.
I know.
I'm gonna talk to this other guy. He's nicer.
This man doesn't even exist to me anymore. However you said it, that fancy word.
It's as if he was mocked by Billy Idol or something. I'm not gonna deal with him.
Yeah. She went later.
If Billy Idol can do him, so good. Yeah.
Make fun no of this respect. One right there. He's a dick.
You
the other one's nice.
The other guy let you in. Did she just call me a dick?
I couldn't believe it. I said, here's our chance to be hard asses. We've let everybody else
He was
in.
Pouring it on, too. He was really going to... He was taking it really seriously.
And oh, I screwed it all up. Straight from the beauty shop. You know, old lady all dolled up.
Well, that's what I'm
Floor
thinking.
Floor length, too.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm thinking. I thought I'd get that
true fan of
trouble.
The nap.
Jeez.
Yeah, she didn't know what all that was.
No.
Where's their office at downtown?
Nobody knew until my Sharona came in at the end.
That's a good question.
And then she flashed.
The dance floor was filled. They didn't come on no honker or nothing. They're done. You know, after my Sharona, that's it.
Well,
private party.
They just do it again.
No, didn't they come back?
No.
Her encore is My Sharona,
really?
Followed by My Sharona.
But then the DJ got more dancing and everything.
By playing My Sharona.
They actually sounded good after
no,
the first
No, they sounded
episode.
Really good. After, right, it took a while to get the sound guy.
The
in
sound
fact, somebody
sound.
Made a comment. I think it was
well,
Chuck.
Billy Idol
Chuck's
making
always
fun making of the sound guy.
Yeah, that's true.
He's great. I love that guy.
Ask him if they can get the Rockets next year.
They need to get Rockets. They were supposed to get Romantics.
I'm going to go see the Rockets, wouldn't you?
Yeah, heck yeah.
They were supposed to get Romantics, and they were, like, trying to jack up the price, and they...
But one of the Romantics showed up, that blonde
yeah.
guy.
The blonde romantic.
The singer?
No, I think he's one
guitar.
Of the guitar. Yeah.
I don't know. They all look
the you know them by
Jeffrey
sight?
Fire was there, too.
I haven't seen him in 20 years.
He was always
I never saw him.
I don't even know what they look like.
Yeah.
Oh, well. There was one with lighter hair, but I remember
but,
the old
But Chuck
boy,
said yeah. that the singer that doesn't... Do sound checks. Fire.
And neither did the
gets it right.
Neither did the guitarist.
Yeah, they don't show up for sound
the
check.
The lead
never.
So the bass, and they're the most important ones, really. I mean, the bassist is there, and the drummer, which is not the original. I think the original's dead.
Way to bring it down.
Yeah.
I'm more curious of why we had two Super Bowl parties. I missed them.
That's right. We had two factions on the North
they
Coast.
They both have
well,
high def TVs.
I wasn't invited to the big one.
They both have high def TVs, and they couldn't leave their high def TVs.
Well, didn't you hear it? Joe said it was fun. Remember?
Yeah, it's fun without
it was
Mike.
Guys only.
I know, I had a pretty good time.
Keep Mike and Mickey
yeah,
away.
I'm sure you had good time.
I'm sure yours was good too.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoyed myself.
So right there, Joe.
You want to go right now?
I had a good party too.
Ours was fun.
So there.
You want
wow.
some of
oh,
this?
I'm sure yours was too.
I had salted chips.
Well, we had Fiesta chips.
You know, yeah, that's right. We had Mexican Fiesta.
You got one by you too, though.
That's when the glasses clink.
You do have one in Canton, though.
Yeah, there is one in Canton, but I just went for my
Jack's.
What's the name? Is it Jack?
Yeah, Jack.
I just know the big orange bag.
Yeah,
no, Jack's
apparently
is
you
the
don't
salsa.
Read it.
Don't read
you're
it.
Always buying
Jack's. Jack's is the salsa.
And the chips.
Oh, it is the chips.
Yeah,
the ones that look like dog food.
Yeah, you're right.
They're in the orange like, bag. It looks like dog food.
There's puzzles on the bag.
The 5-pound dog food
bag. Yeah, it looks like...
Hey, but we had a good party, too, so there.
Tour invite me. I should be upset.
you can't get,
I didn't even get a choice.
You can't get best.
I only got one invitation. I had to go where I was invited.
I already heard you were going to his party, so I'm not inviting you. I'm not inviting any of you guys.
I'm a little disappointed now.
I'm taking the ball and going home.
Yeah, you're supposed to fight for Hod. Everybody knows that.
I won. Yippee.
Now you know why his party was so
fun. I got to host Hod.
That's it.
Next you got Greg, too.
Oh, I'm going to stop. Oh, you win. Oh, darn. We'll have to take turns.
It's a custody battle.
Don't you have to do that tie thing with the baseball bat? And
eagle claw.
I get Hud next year for Super Bowl, and you can have him for Kentucky Derby.
And you can have Greg.
I can have Greg anyway.
Forever. That's the tale of the rival HD Super Bowl parties.
Can I finish the news?
Yeah, please.
That's right.
Please.
Sorry about
Mickey,
that.
Back to you at the news desk.
See what happens when I'm not on speaker?
I thought that was news, two Super Bowl parties.
Yeah, more on Super Bowl halftime. We have to do our yearly Super Bowl halftime review. Now, Super Bowl Patriots lost, but... Well, the halftime show was nothing special, but it was classy.
They're okay.
And sounded okay. Tom Petty.
This was rock and roll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I had nothing more. He just played. Didn't I say that last year? Yeah. He just played.
It was a set that everybody figured he would play.
Yeah, that's right. Hud guessed it pretty good. He guessed the last song. We were guessing songs. We had fun at our Super Bowl. Did you guys guess songs?
We did guess songs.
Greg actually
we were
right
too busy eating and drinking.
Yeah.
We were playing games.
We didn't let the game like Twister. Our eating and drinking.
So
were you braiding each other's hair too?
And Greg ran some prop bets throughout the Super Bowl. All I know is I owed
that
money.
He didn't fulfill.
Oh, surprise!
You know, like who wins the coin toss? Who's the first guy to catch a pass?
Yeah.
What happens to Eli Manning's first pass? Tom Brady's first pass?
And he handed
Did
out
you actually walk away
everybody?
With money?
How much was it? 12 or 14?
We settled at the end.
Like
I don't know.
He won. I paid a couple few bucks.
He split. What's with everyone?
What was the best
one?
The best bet of the night was Nate betting.
Pre-game, Nate and Hud start getting at Tom Brady has a boy or a girl? Baby. And Hud says boy, and Nate insisted girl. So they bet a buck.
Even though that why they were doing the Tom Brady interview, Bradshaw goes, so did you bring your baby boy with you to the Super Bowl? And he's like, no, he's too little.
Nathan didn't hear that part.
So they wasn't really paying too close attention.
He was still convinced
insisted.
It was
he
a girl.
Felt strongly.
Yeah, he bet it. He bet a buck, went into his room to the laptop to look it up, and just walked out with a dollar and quietly handed it to Hud and kept walking.
And just kept going, didn't say a word.
Of course,
Hud
went, oh, is it a boy? Holding the dollar up.
He used to watch the pre-show or pre-game interviews.
He was standing there. I don't know what Nathan... I didn't hear because I wasn't standing there.
Not like it was in the paper every day, too.
Nathan... He was convinced.
He was adamant.
So we had that joke going the whole game.
Yeah.
And Tom Petty played.
He played some songs.
He played some songs. Hud guessed the final song. Greg actually got a good song, you know, Free Falling. He was the first to guess.
That wasn't the last song.
No, he got running down the drink.
I wish he had played the old stuff. I'm not a big
I was surprised to play
Tom Petty.
A girl. I love the song. And I guess it has gotten more popular now than it was when he first released it, when nobody would buy his album.
Yeah, is that thing's probably
commercials
8 years old or something.
Yeah. So I misjudged that one.
I'd like to hear it's a Damn the Torpedoes.
Yeah.
That would have been nice.
Yeah, nothing from that. But American Girl's even older than that.
Hey, did we discuss where Greg might be? We mentioned where Scott was.
I think he's skiing somewhere.
Skiing?
Greg. Actually, he's at home. Nobody told him we were having a podcast.
He could barely make it up Larry's steps last week.
Yeah, he could walk up Joe's one step at his fun Super Bowl party.
That I wouldn't know.
Yeah, right. Yeah, sure. Schmo's Super Bowl. Fun Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm just explaining how Joe described it.
Yeah, I don't know. He's up. Is he at Boyne Mountain or just at his... He has a place
I thought it was boring.
We wrote songs at Mike's Super Bowl party.
That's right. We composed music.
We had our own halftime entertainment.
Very good.
That scares me.
So Greg's
is there a malfunction at all at your Super Bowl halftime?
No, we got really bored during Free Fall, and it went on for like
all those songs.
Like 15 minutes for crying out loud. But that one single firework going over. Come on.
Yeah,
beat it up.
It was the Super Bowl 17 jam or something.
They from like Justin Timberlake.
Super Bowl 17. After the done, that's what they called it. Super Bowl XVII. That's 42.
17. The kids.
Who called it that?
Brian or Andrew and Jonathan. I just neighbor kid.
XVII. That's 42.
17. Super Bowl 17.
I just wish they'd go back to the Bud and Bud Light Bowls.
Yeah, they haven't done that in a very long time.
They're both
time.
Good teams.
Yeah, they're both good.
They need a couple more flavors, that's all. And then they can come back with it. But anyway.
Landshark Lager. Landshark versus, another Anheuser-Busch.
Anheuser-Busch, right?
Versus,
well, it doesn't have to. Let's think outside of the box.
Another there you go. Flavor.
Because they're all good teams.